There it is, 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 till 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. Food really is good there. 4:17 now, what are we learning about in your Wiki Corner today?
Well, today happens to be National Paper Bag Day, proving
that
there is literally a national day for anything.
Have they retired the plastic bag day? Do we not do that anymore?
I don't know. I'm not sure if there is a plastic bag day.
That's one I would celebrate.
This is the day that the paper bag machine was patented. Okay. So that's why it is National Paper Bag Day.
Okay.
Do you use paper bags? Or do you bring your reusable ones?
Well, you know,
I know you'd bring your reusable
ones. It's about 20% of the time I use the reusable ones. The other 80%, I've forgotten them. They're sitting in the garage outside the back door.
So you recycle a lot of paper bags, is what you're saying.
I mean, I used to put dog poop in them, and now I put dog poop in paper bags.
What?
Dog poop.
You put your dog's in paper bags?
No, well, I used to put them in plastic bags. I don't have plastic bags.
And now you put them in paper bags?
Well, if the dog has an accident in the house.
Oh, in the house.
Yeah, okay. I don't go collecting it around the neighborhood.
I was like, you're walking around the neighborhood with just a paper bag.
Yes, I'm that crazy, insane person. They would lock me up if I did that.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Some people collect cans. I collect people's dog poop. What do you?
Okay, well, there's businesses that do that. So a guy named Francis Wohl invented the first...
They're in the business of business.
They are in the business of business.
All right, go on.
A guy named Francis Wohl invented the first bag-making machine in 1851, and the machine produced 1,800 bags per hour.
Wow. That's a lot?
Kind of impressive.
That's a lot.
In 1851, for the very first paper bag-making machine.
Never made a bag. Yeah, okay. That's a lot.
Seems like a lot.
We're all in agreement.
Now, 1,800 per hour.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a lot.
Do the math.
It's a lot.
So the bags were folded similarly to envelopes, so not the paper bags that we know today.
No.
Several tab-like edges were folded over and pasted together. They had to be held open while being filled and could not easily hold bulky items like groceries and hardware goods.
Wrench.
So later in 1871, inventor Margaret Knight designed a machine that could create flat-bottomed paper bags. Which could carry.
She was the flat bottom girl.
She was.
That's what they used to call her back then, the flat bottom girl.
Yeah,
Margaret.
That was her, Margaret. Yeah. So that could carry a lot more than the previous envelope style design. So she was working for the Columbia Paper Bag Company in Springfield, Massachusetts, and noticed that the envelope shaped machine made paper bags they produced were weak and narrow and could not stand on their bases.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of not the easiest thing to use. Flat bottomed paper bags, which were sturdier and more useful, at the time were expensively made by hand. So wanting to fully automate the process, she invented a machine that cut, folded, and glued paper to form the brown paper bags that we still use today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Margaret Knight.
Thank you.
So this machine enabled the mass manufacture of flat-bottom paper bags, much increasing the speed of production.
Yeah.
She built a wooden prototype of the device, but needed a working iron model to apply for a patent.
Okay.
But a guy named Charles Annan, who was a machinist who visited the shop where her iron model was being built, stole her design and patented it first.
This guy?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
What the heck? Charles Annan.
Charles Annan.
Bad guy.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. But Knight filed a lawsuit and spent the then large sum of $100 per day in legal costs. So that's around $2,300 a day she spent.
Okay.
For a 16-day hearing.
Okay.
Which resulted in victory.
Hey!
And she received her patent in 1871, becoming one of the very first women to hold a U.S. patent.
Look at that. Margaret Knight.
Knight.
Very nice.
In 1883, a machine was patented that made improvements on Knight's design. This machine made the paper bags that had pleated sides. So hers did not have the pleated sides. So these were pleated, making it easier to fold and
store them. Sure,
This type was given the nickname SOS. What do you think that stands for?
Self-opening stack. Okay.
And really provided the model for the mass-produced paper bags that we know today.
Okay, the self-opening sack.
In 1912, Walter Dubner, a grocer in St. Paul, Minnesota, used cord to reinforce paper bags and add carrying handles.
Oh, wow. Just keep improving. I like it.
I know, right? These could carry up to 75 pounds at a time and became quite popular, selling over 1 million bags a year by 1915.
Jeez,
yeah. Wow. Paper bags with handles later became the standard for department stores, often printed with the store's logo brand colors.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So paper bags are considered more environmentally friendly than plastic.
Yeah.
They are biodegradable, recyclable, and made from renewable resources. However,
they
don't want you to know.
Yeah.
The production of paper bags requires more energy and water compared to plastic bags.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So it's a
kind of better.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Kind of better.
According to the American Forest and Paper Association, the United States uses around 10 billion paper bags every year.
Yeah, I do my fair share. That's for sure.
Yeah, and in case you were wondering, the largest paper shopping bag.
I was.
It measured 73 feet long, 50 feet wide, and 11 feet deep, and that was achieved in Bristol in the UK in September of 2015.
Very useful.
Yes.
That was certainly not a waste of resources at all. You picked out a record to go along with the paper bag, did you?
So we are going to play Little Green Bag by George Baker Selection.
Okay, we'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, George Baker Selection and Little Green Bags. Never heard that song, or Little Green Bag, rather, sorry, in the singular. And I never heard that song, but kind of like it.
It's good, right?
Yeah, all right. We want to recap three. Oh, why did we play that song?
Well, because it's National Paper Bag Day.
Yes.
And we were talking about paper bags.
Yeah, we were.
More than you ever wanted to know about paper bags.
Nonsense. Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, go!
All right, the first paper bag machine made an impressive 1,800 paper bags per hour.
And I was impressed, for the record, when you said it.
You weren't, but that's fine.
The U.S. uses around 10 billion paper bags each year.
And one of the first patents awarded to a woman was for the design of a paper bag.
The flat-bottom girl.
The flat-bottom girl herself.
Margaret Knight.
That's right.
Very good. You know, I will say, when we were forced to do away with plastic bags at the grocery stores,
yes,
and we went back to paper bags.
Yep. Like or reusable.
What?
Or the reusable bags.
Specifically the paper bags, right? So, because at first you don't have the reusable bags, or I don't.
Well, I did.
So, of course you did. So I got the paper bag. I forgot how much they will hold.
Yeah.
They're really strong.
Sturdy.
They are sturdy. I appreciate a sturdy sack. So if folks want to learn more about paper bags, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yesterday, much to my joy, you talked about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You were watching that game.
I did watch it.
Last night, you, of course, were cheering for the American League.
Right.
Being a Yankees fan.
Right.
And
the National League won. But you know what? It had been a while. So I suppose they deserve it.
You'll let them do it?
I guess.
Okay. All right, very good. And the guy, you said the guy who scored the winning
home run, it was his first All-Star game.
Oh, that's what
I think.
It was. Okay.
They said, yeah.
That's very
nice. That's pretty cool.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Very good. We'll learn more about the game that happened last night and all the ones that have happened before on Sarah's Wiki Corner blog, and more about paper bags there too. Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
4:10. Looking forward to it already. Forecast and traffic on the way. We'll do some Queen, and we'll get your requests on for the legendary Drive at 5 as well. Numbers 222-4000 to call or text.